This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. In May of this year, the Minnesota governor signed legislation that set aside $900,000 in financial assistance to individual homeowners who are willing to install pollinator-friendly native plantings. Yowza! As a taxpayer, I'm not sure where that money is coming from, but I am happy to have more pollinator plants. The program helps cover up to 75% of the cost of each conversion project and up to 90% in areas with a high potential to support the endangered rusty-patched bumblebee. Check out my website for a Garden Bite on that fuzzy little fella. The state has put together a webinar that's now on YouTube called Lawns to Legumes. Your yard can be the change. I've posted the link on gardenbite.com. The initiative comes from the Minnesota Board of Water and Soil Resources. This month will be the first round of applications for those dollars on residential property for spring and summer 2020 installations. I have a link to them for email updates. Minnesota has been divided into priority areas, with most of the Twin Cities metro area as priority one, where there's the most need for pollinator habitat. However, there are plenty of priority two all over the state, particularly in the northern half. They offer four types of plantings, including pocket plantings, pollinator tree and shrub areas, lawns, and meadows. I have links for all the details. Sorry, you folks in Wisconsin, you might not get the opportunity for Minnesota tax dollars, but I have a literal toolkit of information from the Bee Lab about creating pollinator places for your lawn. Mine's becoming more and more clover, which attracts a ton of bees. They don't sting, as well as butterflies. Check out GardenBite.com for all the info, and be sure to check out GardenBite Facebook page, as well as Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.